This is why we have scientists. There is a field of study and some theories that viruses might eventually be able to power the very phone, computer, or tablet you use every day. Crazy sounding, I know. Dr. Seung-Wook Lee is an associate professor at the Department of Bioengineering at the University of California, Berkeley, and he joins us now. Dr. Lee, thank you for being with us.
Oh, thank you for the invitation.
Okay, how in the heck could this work? And are we talking about human viruses or like viruses in the computer?
Oh, no. So it is a virus for the bacterial cell. So therefore, it is totally not harmful for the human being.
Not harmful to the human being?
No.
Okay, but is it a virus like the kind that make us sick?
So not at all.
Okay.
So many different types of the viruses in our daily life, but only few of them is known to infect the human. So, but the virus that we are using is only work together with the bacterial cell, which is E. coli. But this biological particle is evolved for a long time, more than millions or billions of the years. And then somehow they fabricate the nanofiber shape of the protein-based polymers. And then these polymers have a very unique shape. Inside, there is genetic information. And then through the infection of the bacteria, they keep producing these nanoscale the materials. And these nanoscale materials, when we begin to bend, they begin to generate the electricity.
Ah, there's your energy, right?
Yes, exactly.
So you're trying to harness this energy?
So basically, we use some phenomenon called the piezoelectric phenomenon, which is discovered in 1880 by the husband of Madame Curie,
mm-hmm.
who is the Pierre Curie. And this is a phenomenon that we use in our daily lives a lot, like a microphone or a speaker. So therefore, whenever we speak in front of the microphone,
which I'm doing now,
we vibrate the membrane, which is made by the piezoelectric thin film, and then this mechanical vibration causes the electric potentials. So therefore, we record these electric potentials, and then when we pass through this electric potential to the speaker, now the piezoelectric membrane vibrates and make a sound. So that is a piezoelectric materials, one of the examples. And likewise, so the gas lighter, whenever we apply the pressure, it generates a lot of the electric potential, so we can turn on the light. And at the same time, so there is a lot of the piezoelectric materials in our body as well. So such as the collagen is a major building block of our body. And whenever we exercise, this collagen is mechanically stimulated. And then this mechanical stimulation produces electric potential, which is stimulating the bone cell, and then they deposit the more bone structures in our body. So therefore, if you are right-handed, your bone density is much denser in your right hand.
Well, that makes sense.
So left hand.
Hey, Dr. Lee, let me ask you, is it your hope down the road to actually harness this energy and power certain equipment that we have, such as the phone or the computer? I mean, is that the goal? Is that what you're working toward?
So therefore, we are currently in the very fundamental scientific level, but in the future, maybe 5 or 10 years later, we maybe ended up with thin films that we can generate the personal electric the power in our walking, all the mechanical movement, like walking, jogging, typing, or whatever mechanical movement. So therefore, that is our future goal.
All right, Dr. Seung-Wook Lee from the University of California, Berkeley, we appreciate you joining us.
Okay, thank you very much.